Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang and Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center. And Gordon and Rick have done me the favor of providing a document that I knew existed, but I had not looked at in depth in any fashion, reading the summaries, the conclusions, the remarks. And Gordon, I puzzle here, this document appearing at this point. This is a Cold War fighting document, Gordon. Is there any other way to look at this but that what we've done is restart the unknowns of our adversaries, talking about nuclear weapons and their ability to deliver them with missiles that we cannot shoot down?
John, this is a document that to some extent acknowledges threats, but I don't think goes far enough in that. And it certainly doesn't go nearly anywhere where we need to be in terms of countering those threats, as Rick Fisher and others have talked about. The arms control community is disappointed with the nuclear posture review, but I think they basically wanted disarmament. At this time, you know, the Biden administration was actually thinking along those lines. But clearly reality has interfered with the Biden plans to severely de-emphasize nuclear weapons as a warfighting doctrine. We need to go much further than this document talks about.
I want to interpret that, Gordon. So the initial impulse was to write a utopian document about a better day, and there's no reason to be on alert anymore, and we're going to take down the targeting of large Russian cities in the event of a nuclear exchange. That was the original intention. And then the invasion of Ukraine, Gordon, and then Xi Jinping's grab for the golden ring, and then the building of those missile silos, that interfered with the utopian impulse? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. Well, as a candidate, Biden talked about moving to what's called moving away to basically a no first use policy. He called it sole purpose, that the sole purpose for nuclear weapons is to respond to an attack by nukes by another power. That is essentially, in effect, abrogating our nuclear umbrella for our allies, both nuclear and non-nuclear. And that was actually the direction of the nuclear posture review as it was being written. But as you say, reality has intruded, and now we have a document which is a little bit more realistic, but as I said, does not go nearly far enough in the direction that we have to in view of the threats that we now face.
Rick, this line from the Missile Defense Review strikes me as trying to bridge the gap, but it looks like fence sitting. The evolution of offensive air and missile threats has accelerated greatly since the United States began developing its first ballistic missile defense system over 50 years ago. They're talking about the Nixon administration and the tangle with then Soviet Union Russia about the question of deploying an anti-missile defense around Washington, I think is my memory. Other parts of the document speak of short-range missiles where there's no time for warning launched from the, I think it was the Pershing missile system to be deployed in Europe. So this document, Rick, is it out of shape and out of date? Did they not punch it up to what Gordon just very carefully illustrated? We're in a new world of hostility by two capitals that can overwhelm us.
John, in a sense, we are emerging into 1958, where, yes, Russia and China were allies, soon not to be allies, but they were allies. And the United States was responding to combined threats with nuclear weapons. We stopped China from invading Taiwan in 1958 by deploying tactical nuclear weapons and nuclear-armed cruise missiles. We deterred a Soviet invasion of Europe in the 1950s by introducing tactical nuclear weapons mean a range of tactical nuclear weapons, artillery shells, and medium-range missiles, in addition to our strategic, developing strategic deterrent that evolved from bombers to ICBMs. We kept the peace. It worked. The Soviets did not invade. Taiwan is still today a free country. And yes, the Biden review simply does not acknowledge that we are moving very quickly into a period of extreme threat, and that not an extreme response, but an appropriate response would be a far greater emphasis on military spending overall, and especially the buildup of our nuclear deterrent, which will have to continue until the Russian and Chinese leaderships decide that no, nuclear war is not going to do it. Nuclear coercion is not going to work. We have to find a better way. All of the Biden administration hopes for diplomacy and disarmament will not happen until China and Russia face a kind of threat from the United States that compels them to go to the table. And we're nowhere near that. And they are building up to compel us to the table where we surrender our interests.
Gordon, I'll ask you the final question. We have a minute, but I put it romantically before, but it does get to the point of Cold War history. Do we need a hotline to Xi Jinping?
No. I mean, we have hotlines with the Chinese, and they never answer the phone, or they rarely answer the phone, or maybe I should say they answer the phone only when they want to. What we need to do is deter them. We need to intimidate them. We need to go back to the lessons of the Cold War. And, you know, I'm sorry, it was not a great time then, but we cannot ignore reality. And the Biden administration and others are ignoring reality.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center. And I recommend there are links to the reviews, the Missile Defense Review and the Strategic Weapons Review. There are links everywhere. It's a public document. Nothing classified here. I recommend everyone read it for themselves. Those of us who are old enough to remember the Cold War will find it strikingly familiar. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.